And it's time now for your comments.
Last week, in a report on the 50th anniversary of the Kinsey Report on Sexual Behavior in the Human Female, we referred to the University of Indiana. Many listeners pointed out the proper name is Indiana University.
And many listeners expressed disbelief when author Barbara Friess told us that coal played a role in the spread of the British Empire.
Writing from Germany, John Klumpers called that claim absurd. The British Empire was well established before even the first coal-powered naval ships ever came off the slips.
So I called Barbara Friess to ask her to further explain what she meant. She says that as early as the 1500s, Londoners heated their homes with coal and developed a sail-powered navy to guard coal-carrying cargo ships.
Coal made Britain richer. It made it much more commercially powerful, and that led to military power, and that helped it build its global empire.
Richard Kraft emailed a protest of the way we briefly mentioned last week's attack on a Hummer dealership near L.A. He writes, that piece was done in a part of the program that showcases offbeat humorous stories. You failed to illuminate that the incident was likely an act of eco-terrorism in which someone could have been seriously injured or killed.
And astronomer Dan Clemens wrote after hearing our interview with Michael May, a blind man who can now see. Clemens reports that Michael May was a ham radio operator around 1970, always on the air, witty, intelligent, deeply thoughtful. Ham radio allowed blind kids to reach out into the world with no disability or disadvantage. To hear May's voice again brought back strong emotions. I think we keep our heroes with us forever, though we may forget they're there.
Many people wrote about Juan Williams' report on the Curtis Mayfield song, People Get Ready. Janet Blum of Van Nuys, California writes, I cannot say that 35 years later a colorblind future has arrived, but this song continues to make me feel it is only just out of reach. That is power.
People get ready, there's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board.
Finally, scores of you have written to us these past few weeks asking, where's Bob Edwards?
He's on vacation, but he comes back on Monday.
Don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord.
You can send your comments to morning@npr.org or call the listener comment line at 202-842-5044.
And please tell us how to pronounce your name.